Hey there, and welcome to Breaking Barriers with yours truly, Alan Stafford. And I am so glad that you're here today because we're going to be diving into one of the most, and I think it's one of the most transformative tools at your mental disposal, and that is the ability to rewrite your own story. That's right, folks. We're flipping the script on limiting beliefs and learning how to create empowering ones. But let me ask you something first. Have you ever caught yourself thinking something like along the lines of, I'll never be good enough for that job, or I'm just not the kind of person who succeeds in that area? Be honest. How often do thoughts like these creep in and feel like the absolute truth to you? And I know it's probably daily. And I'm only laughing because I'm part of that. I mean, that happens to me quite often. But here's the secret. They're not truths at all, people. They're just stories you've been telling yourself. And here's the amazing thing about the stories. You can rewrite them. I mean, it's like, what do authors do when they're writing their books? They don't like something. They just rewrite it or write it out. And if they write a book and they're not too happy about it or it's very good, they write a sequel to it. So we're doing the same thing with our thoughts. You see, there's this doctor, Dr. Timothy Wilson. He's a social psychologist and author of Redirect, a surprising new science of psychological change. He explains that the stories we tell ourselves are self-narratives. They play a huge role in shaping how we act and how we make decisions. In fact, even small shifts, these small little shifts in how we frame these stories, how we tell these stories to ourselves, can lead to big changes in how we think and how we behave. So what does that mean for you? Well, it means the story you're telling yourself about who you are and what you're capable of isn't set in stone, folks. It's not a permanent spot in your mind. In other words, you have the power to take the pen back or the computer typewriter, whatever it is you prefer to write with, and rewrite your story into something that basically serves you, something filled with possibility and something filled with growth. Think about it. The way you view yourself, you know, basically shapes everything about you. It affects, you know, your confidence, the opportunities in which you go after, whether it be a job, education, a significant other, business opportunities. It affects that. And even the way you show up in the world, wherever you show up. And that's why today what I want to do is talk about how to take control of your self-narrative and flip that script on those limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. So by the end of this episode, I'm hoping you'll know how to rewrite your story in a way that empowers you to grow and thrive, assuming that you want to grow and thrive to begin with. But now before we dive in, though, I got something special for you. I put together a free toolkit. Basically, it's a worksheet designed to help you uncover those limiting beliefs and turn them into powerful, growth-oriented beliefs. And it's packed with simple exercises that walk you through the process of reframing your self-narrative. So if you've ever wanted to rewrite your story but didn't know where to start, this toolkit is going to be your first step. Stay tuned. I'll tell you how to grab it later on in the episode. But first, here's what we're going to cover in today's episode. First, we'll explore why your beliefs are so powerful and how they shape the way you see and basically interact with that world around you, with everybody around you. Then we'll dive into, you know, some practical strategies to help you reframe those limiting beliefs into ones that work for you instead of against you. And finally, folks, I'll share actionable steps you can start taking right now to create a story that empowers your growth. So by the end of this podcast episode, you'll have the tools and insights to start rewriting those stories you've been telling yourself for years. And trust me, people, I mean, really trust me, this is where the real transformation begins. All right, folks, let's dig a little deeper into how your beliefs basically shape your reality. Think of it like, you know, a camera lens. I've been a photographer my entire life, practically. And this is something that I can relate to. And it's probably why I wrote this as an analogy. You see, when you're a photographer or you're a camera lens, you're constantly framing that world around you. And what you focus on and how you interpret what you see depends on the lens you're using. So if you're using a wide angle lens, you're seeing more of your landscape. If you're bringing it into a zoom lens or a telephoto lens, you're seeing less of the landscape. And here's the thing, folks, the story you tell yourself is the lens through which you view everything. For example, let's say you hold the belief that I'm bad at relationships. What happens then? You might avoid situations where you could meet new people, for example, or shy away from deeper connections, or even assume every small argument in your relationship means that that relationship is doomed. I'm laughing because I can relate to that in the past. And I'm sure some of you can as well. And you see, over time, as we tell ourselves these things, all of these behaviors, they reinforce that belief that we tell ourselves. And before you know it, folks, it feels like a cold, hard fact. But is it really the truth? I mean, think about it. Is it really the truth? Or is it something that you're just telling yourself? You know, it's just a story you've been telling yourself over and over again. The answer is so important because the narrative you live by determines what you allow yourself to see as possible, people. I mean, it sets the limits or it opens the doors for your life. Now, I want to get into the science behind this because trust me, folks, it is amazing, fascinating. I don't know what word to use to describe this here, but it's empowering. You see, our brains are incredible organs, but they're also wired to filter information in a way that reinforces what we already believe. And this is what is called confirmation bias. And, you know, and it's one of the reasons those limiting beliefs feel so real, even when they're not real, when they're just stories that we tell ourselves. And here's how it works. Imagine you believe, you know, I'm not good at public speaking, for example. Every time you stumble over a word during a presentation, or even the idea of having to do a presentation, or you feel your palms get sweaty before the presentation or during the presentation, what your brain does is it flags those moments as proof that your belief is true, the belief that you're not good at public speaking. But here's the kicker. At the same time, your brain is ignoring all the times you've spoken clearly, delivered a point well, or even received compliments because they don't fit the story or the narrative you're telling yourself that you're not good at public speaking. So it negates all of the positivity because you've already etched into your mind that you're not good at public speaking. You've already created that story for yourself, that narrative. But here's the exciting part. You see, neuroscience research shows us that beliefs aren't permanent. They're habits of thought. And like any habit, well, what can you do with a habit? You can keep it or it can be changed. And this is all thanks to neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to basically rewire itself. There's a doctor, Dr. Mrzinch, I think I'm saying it right, Mrzinch, one of the pioneers basically in the field of neuroplasticity, explains it like this. The more you practice a new thought, the stronger the neural pathways supporting that thought become. So if you start practicing empowering beliefs, like saying things like, I'm learning to be a better public speaker every time I try, you are literally reshaping your brain to see possibilities instead of limitations. I mean, how incredible is that? And most people don't get that. They don't even understand that. You have the ability to retrain your brain and rewrite those old stories. It just takes intention and practice. So what exactly is the difference between a limiting belief and an empowering belief? Well, let's break it down. A limiting belief is something that holds you back. Basically, it's that thought, that narrative you tell yourself that keeps you from acting. You know, it's rooted in fear, doubt, or even a sense of scarcity. For example, I'll never be successful because I'm not smart enough. I've heard that many times from people. I mean, it's sad, but I look at them like, well, okay, if you believe that, then maybe it's true. But I don't believe that, but they believe it. You know, and this belief assumes success is out of their reach, and that their intelligence is basically fixed, a static, unchangeable trait, which is not true. But an empowering belief, that's one that opens doors and encourages growth. It might sound something like this. I can learn and grow every day, which brings me closer to success. Do you see the difference in the communication? One being, I'll never be successful because I'm not smart enough. And then the empowering belief is I can learn and grow every day, which brings me closer to success. It's how you talk to yourself. Do you see the difference in that? So instead of focusing on what you think you lack, an empowering belief focuses on what you can do. It's rooted in possibility and action. And here's the best part. Empowering beliefs aren't about denying challenges or pretending life is easy at all. No. Instead, they help you shift your focus to what's within your control and what steps you can take to move forward. They remind you that you have the ability to adapt, learn, and overcome. So let me ask you, What belief are you holding on to right now that's shaping your reality in ways you might not even realize? And what would happen if you rewrote that belief into something empowering? Take a moment to really think about that, because that's the first step towards creating change in your life. All right, folks, now that we've talked about how beliefs shape your reality in the last segment, it's time basically to roll up our sleeves, get a little dirty, and figure out how to rewrite them. And the first step, you ask, well, what do you think it is? It's identifying the limiting beliefs that's holding you back. That would be the first step. And I know this might sound simple on the surface, but here's the tricky part. Limiting beliefs don't always announce themselves like, hey, I'm a limiting belief, rewrite me. Nope, they tend to operate quietly in the background, shaping your choices without even realizing they're there. So here's a simple exercise to get started. Think about an area of your life where you feel stuck, frustrated, or like you're hitting a wall. Maybe it's your career, your relationships, or even something like your health or personal goals. And once you've zeroed in on that area, ask yourself this question. What belief might be causing this block? I mean, what belief is causing this block in my life? Then write it down. No filters, no overthinking. Just let it flow onto the page. Do that free writing if you've ever done that. Just let it go. Don't worry about grammar. Just write your thoughts. Let me give you an example. Maybe you've been telling yourself, I'm not creative. At first glance, I mean, this might not seem like a big deal, but think about the ripple effects of this here statement. This belief could stop you from exploring hobbies like painting or writing, or maybe it holds you back at work where you hesitate to suggest new ideas because, well, basically, you're already decided that you won't be good enough, that the ideas you have aren't very creative. So when you write down that belief, it becomes visible to you. And once it's visible, you can do something about it. Awareness, folks, is everything. After all, you can't rewrite a story if you don't even know the plot, right? So get aware, become aware of your limiting beliefs. Okay, now that you've identified or at least thought about your limiting belief, the next step is to challenge it. And this is where you look at the belief and ask yourself, is this really true? Or is it just a story I've been repeating for so long that it feels true? And here are three powerful questions to guide you. Is this belief 100% true? Absolutely true, without a doubt. What evidence supports this belief and what evidence contradicts it? So let's go back to the belief, I'm not creative. Is this belief 100% true? And it's probably not true because everybody has a level of creativity. Creativity does not mean you're a great artist. There's varying degrees of creativity across different fields. I mean, yeah, you didn't excel in art class or you struggled to come up with ideas for a school project, but that doesn't mean you're inherently uncreative. Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. Now, let's dig a little deeper. What evidence supports your belief? Maybe you remember a time when you felt stuck or uninspired. Well, that's valid, but let's not stop there. What evidence contradicts this belief? Maybe you solved a tricky problem at work in a creative way. Maybe you once baked a beautiful cake or designed a thoughtful birthday card or made a great bologna sandwich. You know, you added pickles or something. Those moments matter because they poke holes in the story that's been holding you back. And here's the power in the step. When you start gathering evidence, you realize that beliefs aren't facts. They're just perspectives, and perspectives can change. Now for the fun part. And if you haven't been having fun up until now, you should be having fun right now. Reframing your belief. This is the fun part. This is where you take that old limiting story and rewrite it into something that empowers you. The key is to focus on potential and growth, not perfection. For instance, instead of saying, I'm not creative, try reframing it to, I'm learning to express my creativity in new ways. Do you see the shift in mindset here? The first version slams the door shut. Bam! The second version opens it, inviting you to explore the grow. There's a big difference, folks. Here's another example. Maybe you've been telling yourself, I'm terrible at public speaking. And that belief might make you avoid opportunities where you'd have to present or speak up, whether at work or in family gatherings or wherever. But what if you reframed it to something like, I'm becoming a more confident communicator with every opportunity I take. This new belief acknowledges where you're starting from, but it also creates room for growth. It shifts your focus from what you think you can't do to what you're willing to learn. And that shift, that's where it all begins. That's where the transformation starts, folks. Let me give you some tips for reinforcing your reframed belief. You see, reframing a belief is powerful, but it's not a one-and-done process. So to make your new belief stick, you need to reinforce it consistently. And here's how. Pair it with action. Reframing is the first step, but action is what makes it real. If you've reframed your belief about creativity, take one small step to express that. Maybe doodle in a notebook, write a short poem, or brainstorm ideas for a project. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be intentional. Step two, repeat it often. Repetition basically is what rewires the brain. Neuroscience tells us that the more you practice a new belief, the stronger those neural pathways become. So say your new belief out loud, write it down, or turn it into a daily affirmation. The more you remind yourself of this new narrative, the more natural it will feel to you. And finally, step three, celebrate those small wins, folks. Always celebrate small wins. Regardless of what you do in life, celebrate small wins, because every time you act on your new belief, no matter how small, celebrate it. Did you raise your hand in a meeting for the first time? That's a win, folks. Did you try sketching, even if it wasn't perfect, even if it wasn't recognizable? Celebrate it. These small wins build momentum and reinforce the idea that you're capable of growth. And this is where we need to get your mindset. All right, folks, now that we've gone through how to reframe your limiting beliefs, in fact, how we've gone through quite a bit of material already on, you know, limiting or empowering beliefs, let's take a step further and talk about how to create truly empowering beliefs. I mean, real empowering beliefs. Think of empowering beliefs as a compass. They point you toward, you know, growth, resilience, and possibility. But what exactly makes a belief empowering? Well, there are a few key components you'll want to keep in mind, okay? First, empowering beliefs are positive and forward-looking. They don't focus on what you can't do or what hasn't worked in the past. Instead, they focus on what you can do and the steps you're willing to take to move forward. And that's important, the steps you're willing to take to move forward. For example, let's say you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this. That kind of belief isn't just limiting, it's absolute. You're absolutely saying you can't do this. It doesn't leave any room for growth or problem solving. But what if you shifted that to, I'll figure out how to do this step by step? Do you feel the difference when you say that? The first statement shuts down possibilities, while the second one opens a door to action and learning. Second, empowering beliefs focus on growth and effort. They're not fixed traits. You're not born with these beliefs. You acquire them as you go through life. And this is important because it keeps you in a mindset where you can adapt and improve. For instance, if you've been thinking, I'm just not smart enough, you're telling yourself that intelligence is fixed and unchangeable. And it's not. I'm telling you right now, it is not. But if you reframe that statement to, I can develop my skills and knowledge with practice, you're shifting into a belief that allows for growth and effort over time. And these kinds of beliefs, you know, growth-oriented and forward-looking beliefs, are the foundation for creating the life you want to live, the person you want to be. They're not about pretending challenges that don't exist, but about seeing yourself as someone who is capable of meeting those challenges. Okay, now let's shift and talk about affirmations. You've probably heard them before. I'm going to venture to guess that you have heard them before, and maybe you've even tried using them. But here's the thing. Affirmations aren't magic. They're not little magical pills or spells. They're not about saying something once and suddenly believing it. Poof, I believe this now because I said it once. For affirmations to work, they need to feel realistic, grounded in progress, and backed by action. For example, instead of saying, I'm successful, which might feel disconnected from where you are right now, try something like, every day, I'm getting better and closer to achieving my goals. Do you see the difference? The second affirmation is basically rooted in progress. It feels achievable and encourages forward moving versus saying that I'm successful and you're in a place where you're not. You basically ran into a roadblock. You limited yourself again. And folks, here's why affirmations work when they're done right. You see, neuroscience shows that affirmations help rewire the brain for positivity by activating areas like the ventral medial prefrontal cortex, or VMPFC for short. This part of your brain is basically involved in processing your self-image and rewards. Essentially, when you repeat affirmations that align with action, you're training your brain to believe in the possibility of growth. And over time, with repetition and intentional effort, those new beliefs become more natural and automatic. So don't just think about affirmations. Write them down, say them out loud, and pair them with small intentional actions. The consistency, I'm going to say it again, the consistency is what makes them stick and creates lasting change. But creating an empowering belief is just one thing, but reinforcing it is where the real change happens. You see, empowering beliefs gain strength through action by proving to yourself over and over again that they're true to you. So let's say you're working on the belief, I'm a good leader. You can reinforce this by taking small actions that align with that particular belief, like volunteering to lead a meeting or organizing a group project, for example, at work, or maybe even in your community. And each time you step into that leadership role, you're basically casting a vote for your new belief, building confidence that grows with every experience. You're compounding basically on your belief system. And here's another important point. Your environment matters. Surround yourself with people and spaces that validate your empowering beliefs. I mean, shed the negativity out of your life. If you're working on becoming a more confident communicator, spend time with people who value your ideas and encourage you to share them, not negative naysayers who try to tear you down. You know, the people you choose to be around can either build up your new beliefs or pull you back into your old limiting ones. Folks, choose wisely. So for every small action you take and every positive interaction you experience basically adds evidence to your new belief. And over time, those small moments create a ripple effect, strengthening the belief until it becomes a natural part of who you are. So here's something to think about. Every action you take is like casting a vote for that person you're becoming. What kind of person do you want to be? What belief can you strengthen today with one small interactional action? Okay, let's kick off with one of the most immediate and powerful benefits of rewriting your narrative, and that's increased confidence, okay? You see, when you replace limiting beliefs with empowering ones, you're literally rewiring your brain to trust in your abilities and potential. Think about this, folks. If you start believing, I'm capable of learning and improving, how does that change the way you approach a challenge? Instead of backing away from opportunities because they seem intimidating, I mean, you're more likely to step forward, even if the path isn't completely clear. It's in how you talk to yourself. So here's a relatable example. Imagine there's a promotion at work that you've been wanting. You know, the job description lists a few skills you don't fully have yet, which I think is pretty common. If your limiting belief is I'm not qualified, you might talk yourself out of even applying. But if you've rewritten that narrative to say something like this to yourself, I'm confident in my ability to learn and grow, you'll take the leap and figure things out as you go along. And that's what confidence built on empowering beliefs looks like. It's not about knowing everything up front. It's about trusting yourself to rise to the occasion. And it reminds me of a quote from Albert Einstein that I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but he said, I don't need to remember everything or know everything. I just need to know where to look it up. And that's pretty much true in this case too, and it helps build confidence. And, you know, and here's the beautiful thing about that. Every time you take action with an empowering belief, it reinforces that belief and builds even more confidence. It's like a positive feedback loop where belief fuels action and action strengthens belief. That's the kind of upward spiral that can transform your life and change you into the person you want to be. And another great benefit of rewriting your narrative is greater resilience. I mean, let's be honest, folks. Life isn't always smooth sailing. As a matter of fact, I would say life is hardly ever smooth sailing. I mean, you get those smooth days. But setbacks and failures, they're just inevitable. But how you interpret those experiences makes all the difference. And that interpretation comes from the story you tell yourself. When you operate from limiting beliefs, basically, failures tend to, feel personal. For example, if something doesn't go as planned, you might think, this didn't work because I'm not good enough. Or worse, I should have never tried it in the first place. I bet you've heard that before. If not, you've probably said that. But when you've written those beliefs, setbacks take on a whole new meaning. Instead of seeing failure as a reflection of your worth, you start to think, this didn't work, but it's a chance to learn and try again. I mean, this isn't just wishful thinking, folks. There's science to back this up. Studies in psychology show that individuals with a growth mindset, a belief system focused on basically learning and adaptation, are much more likely to bounce back from challenges. And why? Why do you ask that? Well, because I'm glad you asked that question. Because they view failure as a natural and necessary part of growth. They're not stuck in the belief that failure is an endpoint. Instead, they see it as a stepping stone to something greater. And that's what I always do. If I fail, I look forward to failure. I really do, because I look at ways of that aren't going to work for me. You know, and I can improve and figure out a new way forward. And I've been doing that most of my life. I mean, even through setbacks, think about a time. How about you think about a time when you faced a major setback? What might have been different if you, you know, had approached it with an empowering belief like every experience, good or bad, is an opportunity to grow and learn? I mean, that mindset doesn't erase the challenges, but it gives you the resilience to rise above them. And finally, perhaps the most rewarding benefit of rewriting your narrative is that it allows you to live authentically. And what does that even mean, to live authentically? Well, I'll tell you, it means aligning your inner beliefs with your goals, values, and dreams. So you're not living against your values. You're living aligned with them. You see, when your beliefs reflect who you truly are and support where you want to go, basically life starts to feel, well, you know, more meaningful, more real. And let's say you've spent years believing, I'm not the kind of person who can lead. You know, that belief might have kept you stuck in roles that really don't align with your strengths or passions, basically leaving you feeling unfulfilled or like you're holding back. But what happens when you rewrite that story to something like, I'm a leader who inspires others by being authentic and adaptable? Suddenly, you're opening yourself up to opportunities that align with your values and talents. You're no longer playing small, baby. You're living a life that feels true to you. And living authentically isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating a life that reflects who you really are. And here's the thing, folks. You can only do that when your beliefs support the person you want to be, not the person you're afraid you are. So whether it's building confidence, bouncing back from setbacks, or finally living in alignment with your true self, rewriting narratives unlocks possibilities you might never have imagined. Let me leave you with this question. What's one narrative in your life that no longer serves you? And what's stopping you from rewriting it today? All right, folks, I hope you identified that one narrative in your life that basically no longer serves you, because what we're going to do now is get into actionable steps to start rewriting that narrative. And we're going to start with the foundation of awareness. I mean, you can't change a story you don't even realize you're telling yourself. So the first step is to uncover those hidden beliefs that might be holding you back. I mean, take a moment to reflect on an area of your life where you feel stuck or frustrated. Maybe it's your career, your relationship, or even how you handle stress. What's the belief underneath that frustration, folks? Perhaps it's something like, you know, I'm not good at handling stress, or I'll never be successful in my field. Whatever it is, write it down. There's something powerful about putting that belief on paper. It makes it real. And once it's real, you can start questioning it. Awareness basically is the turning point. It's the moment where change begins, because you can't rewrite a story if you don't know what it says. It's like picking up a novel, not reading it, and then trying to rewrite it. You have no clue what the novel is about. And once you've identified your limiting belief, the next step is to reframe it. This is where you take that old belief and ask yourself, what's a more empowering way to view this? And so to help you reframe, here are a few questions you can ask yourself. For example, is this belief, again, 100% true? What's number two? What's a different way to look at this situation? And number three, what's possible if I replace this belief with one that encourages growth? And let me give you an example. See, if your belief is I'm bad at handling stress, for example, a more empowering way to reframe it could be I'm learning new ways to manage stress every day. Do you notice the shift there? The first version feels, well, final, fatal, the end, absolute, like there's no way forward. But the second version doesn't deny the challenge, but it does acknowledge it while focusing on progress and potential. Okay, now it's your turn. Look at the belief you wrote down earlier and try this exercise. If you're driving, don't try this. Do it when you get to wherever your destination is or when you're home. But look at the belief you wrote down earlier and try this exercise. What's one small change in wording that makes it more empowering? And remember, the goal here isn't to ignore the struggle, but to create space for growth and possibility. I think what happens with people often is that they try to go gung-ho all at once and try to control the struggle as well. And that's not what we're talking about. You have to make those small changes and get those small wins to keep yourself motivated and moving forward. Okay, and now I'm going to give you the most exciting part here. I think it's exciting. It's a part where you take action. I mean, isn't that exciting? You get to take action. A new belief is only as strong, basically, folks, as the actions that that reinforce it. So once you've reframed your belief, ask yourself, what's one small step I can take today to prove this belief to myself? I mean, let's go back to the stress example. If your new belief is I'm learning to manage stress, your action might be something simple like taking 5 minutes to practice deep breathing, going for a quick walk, or jotting down 3 things you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be a big dramatic step. It just has to be intentional. And here's why this matters. Every time you act on your new belief, you're building evidence that it's true. You're showing yourself that growth is possible and that you're capable of change. And the more evidence you collect, the stronger that belief becomes. Action is what bridges the gap between thinking about change and living it. So take that first small step today, because every action you take is a vote for that person you're becoming. And finally, folks, let's talk about tracking your progress, because that's important too. You know, empowering beliefs don't stick overnight. You know, they need reinforcement. And one of the best ways to do this is by keeping a journal. I know that journal word. Journaling basically does help you stay aware of your growth and gives you a record of all the times you've lived in alignment, basically, with your new narrative. So each day, take a few moments to write down, you know, one thing you did that supports your empowering belief, or how you felt when you took that action, and any challenges you overcame along the way. For example, if your belief is I'm learning to manage stress again, you might jot down how you practiced deep breathing before a stressful meeting and how it helped you feel more in control. These small wins, there's that word, small wins again, add up and become undeniable proof of your growth, folks. I mean, you might not accept it at first, but trust me, it is undeniable proof of your growth. But here's the best part. When those old limiting beliefs try to sneak back in, and they probably will, okay, you'll have tangible evidence to push them aside because you have the proof. I mean, you'll be able to look back at your progress and say, I've already proven to myself that I'm capable of change. And then the question I have for you is, why would you revert to that old limiting beliefs? You already have the proof that you can change. So here's your challenge. Start small, but start today. Okay. Reflect on a belief that's holding you back. Reframe it into something empowering. Take one action to reinforce it and track your progress. Remember, okay, the goal isn't to rewrite your entire narrative in one day. It's taking you this far to get to that narrative. So what it does is it takes consistent, intentional steps forward, because rewriting your story isn't just about thinking differently, folks. It's about living differently. And every small step you take is a step toward the life you deserve. Okay, before we wrap up, let's take a moment to revisit what we covered in this episode. We basically started by diving into the power of your beliefs. I mean, they're pretty incredible, powerful beliefs, you know, and the way they act like a lens, shaping how you see the world and how you show up in it. Then we explored how to identify the limiting beliefs that hold you back, challenge their validity, and reframe them into empowering beliefs that open up new possibilities. And from there, we broke it all down into actionable steps to help you rewrite your narrative. First, you know, start with awareness, reflect on the beliefs that might be holding you back and bring them to light. Next, what you want to do is reframe those beliefs into growth-oriented ones that inspire action and progress. Then take small, meaningful steps to reinforce your new narrative, proving to yourself that change is possible. And finally, track your progress so you can celebrate your wins and keep building that momentum. And each of these steps brings you closer to becoming the person you're meant to be, someone who sees challenges as opportunities and approaches life with a sense of possibility instead of limitations. Hey, folks, if today's episode resonated with you and you're ready to dive deeper into this work, I've got something, like I said, special for you. I've created a free toolkit. It's a worksheet just for this episode, and it's filled with exercises, journaling prompts, and practical tools to help you uncover, reframe, and act on your limiting beliefs. You can download it on my website. There's a link in the show notes. If it's not there right away, give it a few hours. Sometimes it takes a few hours for it to pop up. Okay. Trust me, though, this toolkit, it's a perfect starting point for rewriting your narrative and stepping into a more empowered version of yourself. So don't wait. Head over to the website, alanstafford.com. Grab your free resource today. This is your first step toward creating beliefs that work for you instead of against you. And I want to leave you with this thought. You are not defined by the beliefs you've held in the past. Those old stories may have shaped your decisions up until now, but you know, they don't have to shape your future. You have the power to change the narrative, to create a story that reflects your strengths, your dreams, and your potential. The pen, folks, is in your hand. It always has been. Okay. Start rewriting your story today, one empowering belief at a time. And thank you so much for joining me on for this episode of Breaking Barriers. Until next time, keep challenging those limits, rewriting your story, and stepping into your full potential. You've got this.